Get ready. Xfinity Flex has unlocked shows and movies from all over the globe, and you can watch for free right from your couch. Journey to Japan with shows from Anime Network. Go back to the Wild West with Billy the Kid and other MGM Plus picks. Celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with hits from Kokawa and Haya. And break out your dance moves with iHeartRadio's K-pop hits playlist. Find new entertainment on Xfinity Flex. All for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I love mornings, which is a good thing since the Today Show starts early.
Good morning, welcome to Today.
Those first hours set the tone for the day ahead.
We're here to give you the best start. You get the news, learn something new, and even get a little boost.
You start the day off with a clean slate, and we hope you'll start it with us.
We begin our day so you can take on yours.
Because every day needs today.
Watch the Today Show weekday mornings at 7 on NBC.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh-no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Our American Stories. Up next, a story from Mark O'Brien, who listens to us on KMOX AM in St. Louis. And this story is about one of his personal heroes. Mark is the author of Have Pool Cue, Will Travel, which outlines this true character. Here's our own Monty Montgomery with the story.
Pool is a sport with a rich history to it, and today it's one of the most popular participation sports in America. And there are countless names which have gone down as the best players of the game, including St. Louis Louis. Here's Mark O'Brien with more on this interesting character.
I met Louis when I was 15, and that was in 1970. It was at a small pool room in St. Louis. I had heard some stories about someone named St. Louis Louis. I heard him over and over again. I never met him. I thought he would be a guy about 50 or 60 years old. And one day I'm in the pool room practicing, and a guy about 21 walked in. And you would have thought a celebrity walked in. All the old timers in the pool room, right about the same time, they said, "It's Louis, it's Louis." And everybody shook his hand, hugged him, blah, blah, blah. And from that day on, he became my hero. Louis was one of the most charismatic people I've ever met. That didn't have anything to do with pool. When Louis was around, anybody, anywhere, at any time, all the eyes were on Louis. He just had a way of making you feel good, smile, laugh. He was like a magnet. His skills were incredible. And he has been called by hundreds of people, maybe the greatest shot maker in pool history. Louis Roberts could cut a pool ball like nobody else could. My gosh, his favorite game was nine ball, and that's a rotation game, one through nine. You have to hit the lowest numbered ball first, and if you make that, you go on to the next ball. And then when you finally get to the nine and you make it, you win the game. And Louis, if he had an open shot, he would just run out. I mean, he was a stone cold run out artist. He was amazing, an amazing pool player. He was born Louis Francis Roberts in 1950 here in St. Louis, Missouri. A future two-time U.S. Open nine-ball champion, Louis would actually dominate the sport for over two decades. Louis's dad purchased a brand new A.E. Schmidt pool table so the six children could have fun while they were at home. Louis had five siblings, two sisters and three brothers, but they had difficulty getting Louis away from the table. As an early teen, Louis became infatuated with pool and practiced for several hours every day. By the time he was 15 or 16, no one in St. Louis could beat him playing 8-ball or 9-ball. And Louis met his first road partner, Paul Bulis, at Cleveland High School when they were sophomores. And Paul, luckily, he owned a car, and him and Louis would travel to dozens of area hotspots on the weekends, and they won piles of money. As Paul tells it, Louis was a young phenom and rarely, if ever, missed a shot. And Louis always had a ton of energy and was also an accomplished athlete in high school. He was a star gymnast and a cross-country runner. And Louis had only two things on his mind as a young teen: sport activities and pool. By the time he was 17, Louis had a reputation of being unbeatable on a pool table. Out-of-town hustlers started showing up in St. Louis, and when they departed, their bankroll had shrunk. One thing that separated Louis from other pool players, gamblers, and hustlers: Louis would often refund a portion of his winnings because he hated to see anyone go broke. One other thing: Louis was becoming a dead ringer for Elvis Presley in the looks department, and he loved the attention. On occasion, Louis would walk on his hands around the pool tables at the Sports Center in St. Louis while reciting verbatim lines from his favorite movie, Scarface. Louis's impression of Al Pacino was spot on. I witnessed feats like those dozens of times, as I was the co-owner of the Sports Center along with my partner, Larry LaBarbera. Larry hired Louis as our house pro in 1988. Louis left us with dozens and dozens of great classic memories that will never be forgotten. Now, Louis did several trick shot exhibitions at the Sports Center, and he scared us on more than one occasion. Louis would set up a series of five difficult shots and guarantee he would make them in six shots or less. He then promised everyone in attendance a $5 bill if he was unsuccessful. Sometimes 50 people or more were in the building, and we were on the hook for the payoff, me and my partner. Of course, it made us very nervous, but we never paid out a dime. Louis was a sensational trick shot artist. One of his best shots, it was called the Chattanooga Choo Choo. He would lay three cues on the pool table, and it would make like a train track, and he would pocket four balls. And then the cue ball would go around the table and it would hop up in the air and come down on this track. And then it would roll right toward another pocket, the cue ball would, to pocket another ball. That usually got the biggest rise out of the audience whenever he did an exhibition. Louis started winning or placing very high in major U.S. tournaments at age 22 when he won the 1974 Orlando, Florida Open 9-Ball Tournament, and that was versus a large group of other seasoned professionals and road-tested hustlers.
And it wasn't just his skill that won him tournament after tournament. It was also his wit.
When your opponent approaches the table and gets down to take a shot, you shouldn't say anything. And Louis never did say anything. But while Louis was shooting, man, he was so talkative. He just might do things to make you nervous without you realizing it. One time, some guy came in. Louis did not know him. The guy asked for a large handicap, and the guy ran the first two racks. And Louis knew he was in a little bit of trouble. So he asked the guy, he goes, "Hey, do you inhale or exhale?" And the guy said, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you play real good. I was just wondering, before you pull the trigger, do you inhale or exhale?" Well, the guy got so confused, he was struggling to breathe the rest of the match. And he went on tilt and couldn't make a ball after that. Louis beat him.
And then there was Louis' debut into the film industry.
Well, a blockbuster movie hit the theaters in 1986, starring Tom Cruise and Paul Newman. The film was titled The Color of Money. When the producers and the directors were gathering a cast of pool-playing teachers, Louis was a no-brainer to be chosen. Louis was a great teacher of the game, and he used to give private lessons for a hefty fee. So Louis lasted a few weeks on the payroll. Louis and a few other great players gave hands-on instruction to Paul Newman and Tom Cruise. Louis claimed he would have been chosen for one of the speaking parts in the movie, but they told him he looked too much like Elvis. So he can be seen in the movie three or four times, and his name is actually announced at the big tournament. And Louis was very proud of that mention. Louis also mentioned that while Newman had average pool skills, Tom Cruise had never played pool and was more difficult to teach. So naturally, Louis became friends with Paul Newman and Tom Cruise. And Louis had a personal contact phone number for both of them, which he kept in his little black book. On December the 22nd, 1991, Louis apparently took his own life. His untimely death sent shockwaves throughout the billiard industry. Back at our pool room, dozens of former and current players stopped by to pay homage and view the many pictures of Louis that were displayed on the wall right next to his favorite table, pit table number one, Louis' table. Godspeed, Louis, and rest in peace until we meet again in pool heaven.
And great job on that piece, Monty Montgomery, doing the work. Mark O'Brien, a listener, bringing us the story of St. Louis Louis here on Our American Stories.
We're celebrating our favorite holiday, Streaming Day, on May 20th. It may not be an office holiday, but we're working on it. And iHeartRadio is dedicating an entire day to streaming our favorite music and podcasts on Roku. Binge all the podcast episodes of Dear Chelsea with Chelsea Handler before the new season kicks off. Or dance in your living room to the hottest songs on the Hit Nation music channel on the Roku channel for free. So stream what you love and get endless entertainment with Roku. Happy hashtag streaming day.
Want to get away, but still listen to your favorite radio stations and podcasts? Then listen up. iHeartRadio is now the onboard music partner on select Southwest flights. That means you can jam out to your favorite local radio station, even if you're flying coast to coast. Check out expertly curated stations that are perfect for kids and adults. Available on most domestic Southwest flights and perfect for a full nonstop or those pesky minutes between a movie ending and your plane touching down. So grab your headphones, raise your tray table, and relax with iHeartRadio and Southwest Airlines.
Thrills, chills, and laughs are bigger when you save with Undercover Tourist. Enjoy the most fun you'll have all summer and save up to $166 per ticket to Universal Orlando Resort. Plus, save up to $82 per ticket for Walt Disney World. Just visit UndercoverTourist.com. UndercoverTourist.com. A 365-day money-back guarantee is what you get from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller. Plus, book your hotel and rental car at UndercoverTourist.com and save even more. What are you waiting for? UndercoverTourist.com.